Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here, and yes, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Mitchell is even back today. How about that?
He is.
Yes. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
He gets sunburned?
I don't know. Rumor has it he's going to tell us today on the program.
All right.
So we'll go get to it. I want to open up the phones today on anything and everything. We're getting a lot of questions about the trucker convoy today, so we would welcome anybody that is participating in that and any of the locations we've been talking about. The send-off will happen. There's folks right now dropping off cash donations at Schott's Truck Stop in Minot, where the Freedom Convoy will leave at 10 a.m. this morning.
Yep.
We've been reporting on this for almost a month now, as we covered what happened in Canada, and then this effort from, remember, Derek DePaul that's been joining us on the program. Derek, a Canadian who lives in the U.S., who was inspired by the Canadian trucker convoy and said, let's do the same. Derek has been giving you the TikTok, but I know sometimes life's busy and you forget that, but today is the day. Today is the day.
So you know, this is just this leg of it, too, which is, the more I dug into it, they're coming out of every state, it seems. California, even.
Of course.
Arizona, Texas, yeah. Carolinas.
Yeah, they're all going to Washington, D.C.
They're all converging.
Yeah. Right, yeah. This is one leg of many legs that are going to feed in, and this will be amazing. It will.
Yep.
So they depart to Schott's Crossroads today in Minot. That is, of course, on Highway 83 for folks that don't know. That'll be in less than an hour, okay? And I've had a text from some listeners this morning. I think a few are calling in right now, Kev, as well, related to the effort for donations in each of these stops. And I've asked, well, like, what are you donating? Cash, right? Because it's fuel is what they ultimately need. So they will leave Staymart Travel Center in Bismarck today at noon. So, again, they're leaving at 10 from Minot, so you got to figure they're going to be in 11-ish, 11:30, I guess, into Bismarck. And then they'll depart at 12 noon. And then Fargo, the petrol stop on 45th Street in Fargo on I-94, they'll depart there at 5 p.m. today, okay? And then 9 o'clock tonight, they arrive at the Truckers Inn truck stop in Sauk Center, where they're going to rest for the night. Then tomorrow, for our listeners in Minnesota, they'll depart from that truck stop east on I-94 at 8:30 in the morning and keep rolling on. So, again, this is the Rolling Freedom Rally, trucking through North Dakota, Minnesota, I-94, and three scheduled stops and distribution points. Again, this is a peaceful endeavor. They mean nothing other than awakening people to what this medical tyranny has brought on them, and they are fighting. They are fighting hard. So
I saw a question about, you know, why would they do this? They're not being mandated to get vaccinated in this country, and I thought, well, no, it's not about it. It's about everything. It's about all the shutdowns, all the mandates, all the BS.
Yeah, exactly. They are asking for us to have a constitution, once again, that is revered. So, and by the way, there are some vaccine mandates that are still happening within companies.
Oh, yeah, true. You know? Yep, yep.
Vaccine mandates set aside the debate of whether you believe the vaccine is best for you or not. That is a very personal decision. That is. I mean, that's one that can rip families apart, everything else. Just, you know, I don't know that we even need to reiterate this because it's so blatantly obvious. But the concern that I believe everybody, other than folks that are just zealots and, you know, part of the Biden administration, that we should all be able to agree on is that there should not be a mandate that says you will, you must, you shall, at a minimum, without exemptions for religious or, you know, medical reasons. Perfect world, no, you decide. The one caveat I've always said there is in the medical world, just like, you know, vaccine mandates have been in place for the flu, and this is sort of becoming, in some cases, a variation of that. At least Europe is figuring that out. But mandates are not America. They're not America. So anyway, the idea and what they're asking for is a peaceful show of support for folks along I-94 on the overpasses to welcome these folks, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what will happen. We'll be out at the Fargo Petro truck stop, 5 p.m., the departure. So we'll be out there about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And look forward to seeing folks. So
awesome. You're going over.
If you're in or around Minot right now and able to head on over there, just do so. And we're getting texts from folks that are letting us know that there's a huge show of support right now at Shots. People are dropping off cash. Next stop, Bismarck.
Awesome.
As well. And then and in Fargo. Questions, comments, call us. Here's the telephone numbers today on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. You can also text us at 701-237-1590. We have open phone time today for What's on Your Mind. We're going to do a little radio graffiti version of open phones today and What's on Your Mind, meaning everybody who calls has got a minute uninterrupted. If you want some comment from Kev, Todd, or I after that, fine. We'll answer a question or two, but we're going to try and just get as many folks in here as possible. 1 minute and 1 minute only. You're on the clock today. Give us a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Let's start with Grant in Mandan. Hi, Grant.
Hey, my friend. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for listening and calling today.
Yeah, good to hear. Hey, I just want to make three comments here. First one, in the State of the Union speech, President Biden talked about increasing Medicare regulations for nursing facilities. And trying to decrease the price. Well, I was a director of nursing and nursing facilities, and the added oversight increased the requirements on staffing and some of the added costs. I don't think we need more regulation. I think they need a closer review of what they're doing. Increasing regulations in the most overregulated industry in the healthcare profession, I think, would take things in the wrong direction. Next one I want to comment on is his comment on continuing support for Roe v. Wade and choice. I really struggle with that simply because our current president touts being Roman Catholic, and I saw him jogging out of mass yesterday after receiving the Sacrament of the Ashes, which defines our mortality. And, you know, I can't judge the man's soul, but I certainly can judge the man for the conflict of being a Roman Catholic and preaching that we need to continue to support Roe v. Wade and the killing of babies. And the last thing I want to mention real quick is I've heard some people say that, well, what Russia's doing in the Ukraine is similar to what we did in Iraq. And having been a soldier in Iraq and fighting, I do believe that our response was to being attacked. Now, were we attacked by Iraq? No. But we were attacked by people that were harbored in Iraq. And I'm really tired of hearing everybody say, there was not weapons for mass destruction in Iraq, because there were. And they were all shipped to Syria or buried in the desert before we got there. And I'm just really tired of that comment, because there's plenty of evidence out there in the contrary. So those are my comments, my friend.
Well, appreciate all of them, and thank you for your service as well. God bless you. What's on your mind today? Grant got us off to a good start here. Let's start with Deanne. Go ahead, Deanne.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Thank you, Deanne.
Okay. Just a quick question, clarification. I had heard on 550 that I listened to the radio station out of Bismarck. Just a caution, you know, or maybe you know more information about it. As far as this, the CO2 storage that's happening, that what I was under the understanding is that should there ever be a CO2 leak, that these landowners are responsible for that. That's their cost. Question that I had, and just I'll see my Bismarck friends at the convoy today.
Oh, good for you from going on to the convoy. That's fantastic, Deanne. As far as the CO2 leak, we'll leave that to experts. But I heard some of the conversation yesterday about that. We'll share some of that today on the program. Hopefully that'll answer that question. Thanks. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank at Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. I imagine there'll be lots of truckers today that are going to swing into that PetroServe USA location in Valley City as they join the Freedom Convoy and the home cook and grab-and-go convenience today, like a French dip sandwich. You see them pull that roast beef out of the crock pot and all the juice. Oh, my goodness. Pulled pork sandwiches today, too. Load up lots of barbecue sauce. So good. Harwood scalloped potatoes and ham off I-29. Also, Swedish noodles, how about that, off 12th Avenue and I-29, country fried steak or scallop potatoes, West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, chicken pot pie in Glendon, Salisbury steak downtown on NP Avenue, and beef tips in Euland. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Next hour, we're going to play some of our interview with the CEO of Summit Carbon Solutions and get an answer for the previous caller. I would just say this. Anybody that has land, and in the case of North Dakota, the carbon sequestration process is something that the surface owner has the ability to say yes or no, but it's going down thousands of miles. I forget, is it 2,000 miles? Down? I can't remember how many miles down. How many miles does it go down? Not 2,000 miles, 2,000 feet. Anyway, significant. But I think a question like she asked, okay, what happens if it leaks? Does it cost me? When someone is sitting in front of you and saying, we would like to use your land to do this project, ask every question you possibly can. Ask every question you possibly can. Nobody should do that lightly. So I'm the wrong guy to ask, but somebody sitting in front of you is certainly the right guy to ask. And we'll also continue to get to your answers here. So, you know, call. This is a new frontier. There's no doubt about it. Although, I would say, when it comes to this technology, I think 40 ethanol plants in the U.S. have already done it. 5,000 miles of CO2 pipelines in operation right now. And again, a pipeline is always the safest way to transport the material. It just is.
Message from a friend. What's the name of the company that is capturing CO2? I'm going to use their creation on one of my upcoming papers for college.
Summit Carbon Solutions, Iowa company.
Summit Carbon Solutions.
Yeah. There you go. And yesterday, the news we covered, because, again, this is a game changer for agriculture and energy.
Oh, man.
I know some people say, this is stupid. Why are we storing carbon? Any publicly traded company right now, any major industrial project, manufacturing project that requires capital has to play by a set of rules we don't make. It, in my mind, is ridiculous because, of course, the majority of this regulation falls on the United States of America that does the best job in the world of regulating and innovating. Right? Because you think Russia cares, China cares, India cares, they do it a lot less. And it's global,
exactly.
It's global air we breathe. But if you want oil and gas production to continue in North Dakota by mega large publicly traded companies, you've got to play by those rules. Agriculture has the same target on it. There are people that will say, sorry, your farming practices are not carbon friendly, so see you later, bye. And the people that fuel and feed the world will be extinct. This is what some of them want. This is a solution for a problem they said was the problem. So it is a solution. And I love solutions. Let's get back to the calls here. What's on your mind? Let's see who is next. Elmer in Grand County is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Elmer.
Yes. I was disappointed in yesterday's show. Why has everyone, including the Supreme Court of the United States, forgotten that all plant life uses carbon dioxide? If animal life uses carbon dioxide and uses oxygen and gives off carbon dioxide, everyone should have read Gregory Wrightstone's book, and that he is a geologist. Inconvenient Facts, the Science That Al Gore Does Not Want You to Know. Carbon dioxide is not a pollutant. It is necessary for life. Yet my 8-year-old grandson come home from school and said carbon dioxide is poisonous. I tried to explain a few things to him. The evolutionist better realize that all that carbon dioxide buried in the oil and coal was on the surface at one time. So more carbon dioxide makes a plant grow better. Will there be a shortage of carbon dioxide in about 30 years, just like we thought there was a shortage of oil about 40 years ago? I guess I'm hoping that farmers say no, because I guess our politicians have never heard of photosynthesis, by which the plants use their leaves to take carbon dioxide out of the air.
Elmer, I've asked a version of your question many times to the people that are in this industry, including, by the way, the Energy and Environmental Research Center up at Grand Forks at UND, who does a lot of really good work on this front. And what they say is nowhere will we capture, quote-unquote, all of the CO2. It isn't like all of the CO2 is bad. The idea is the greenhouse gases. Do you see greenhouse gases as being a problem? Because that's what the experts say is the effort to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases. But never is anybody saying capture all of the CO2, because you're exactly right. Simple science tells us that. What about the greenhouse gases, though?
I guess I thought the politicians usually considered carbon dioxide as the major greenhouse gas.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm not a scientist, and I rely on the experts on this. But I think your points are, something I hear over and over. I think we're both talking about the same thing, but these are good questions, and I appreciate your call. I understand your frustration on this. Clinton Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. A minute. Go, Clint.
Yeah, a minute. I'm sure you don't want to talk to me, so you don't ever like what I have to say, but I'm going
That's
to tell
not
you
true.
What.
That's not true, Clint. If I didn't want to talk to you, you wouldn't be on the radio right now. So why do you start with some cranky pants suggestion that I don't want to talk to you?
You can drop me off, but you gave me a minute. I don't want to
drop you off. Stop complaining and tell me what you called about, for crying out loud. My gosh!
Our Republican-controlled state, and I believe they're Republicans in name only, is in charge of a legacy fund that was created by overtaxing us. They had more money coming in than was required. They spent like mad but couldn't spend it. And they sold to the good people in North Dakota a rainy day savings account. How in the H does our rainy day savings account get invested in communist countries? And I'm going to make this statement. Whether any of the Republican politicians in this state have received kickbacks, they maybe haven't, but they chose people to invest our money. And in those, every one of those communist countries, look at the Biden scandal. So between the Ukrainian and Russian governments, if our country, or excuse me, our state was investing our money over there, there's no way that any of us in North Dakota wanted our money invested in a communist country. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. And we need to do whatever we have to do to get that thing on the ballot. And we need to do away with this legacy fund. That money, it is a rainy day now, so give the people back the rainy day money and get rid of that fund. It's a Ponzi scheme.
You got a minute and a half, by the way. And you're welcome to call the show anytime. Got a full bank of calls here. John and Washburn, Tim and Bismarck, Mike and Fairbanks waiting to go. And if I didn't want to talk to you, you wouldn't have been on. So lose the chip on your shoulder and call again anytime. This show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. Check your 401k. Check your mutual fund before you throw some stuff.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia appears to be stepping up its death and destruction campaign in Ukraine. Over 1 million refugees have now fled the invaded country. Member of Parliament of the United Kingdom, Damian Hines, on Sky News Thursday morning.
These families, mothers, children who have had these extraordinary difficult journeys in the most horrible circumstances. And look, our country is absolutely stepping up to the plate, as other friends and neighbors across Europe are doing, to make sure that in this time of their greatest need. We are there for the Ukrainian people.
The International Paralympic Committee announced Thursday it will block athletes from Russia and Belarus from the Beijing 2022 Paralympic Games due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The games start Friday. The January 6th Select Committee says it has evidence former President Trump may have engaged in criminal acts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. This is the first time a potential criminal case against Trump has been announced. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by the Village Cooperative, the new Village Co-op coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, all kinds of amenities. And a key word for me.
No shoveling.
Yeah.
No nothing.
Maintenance-free living.
Yeah.
No shoveling. Don't replace another roof. I mean, the windows go bad, they replace them. Appliances need replacement, they do it. And you get all the benefits of home ownership with that, so... Own the home, but not the headaches. There you go. Sit in on one of their monthly seminars to find out more. Call Carrie today at Village Cooperative, 701-997-2900, online at villagecooperative.com. Texture says, gee, Grant wasted a lot of time complaining right there. It's fine. It is fine, but yours is right. Texture says he wasted 15 seconds complaining about a problem that only exists in his mind. Here's the thing that I want to say. First of all, the voters put the legacy fund in place. I proudly was part of the committee that put that question on the ballot. We probably should have called it something different than legacy fund, because legacy fund means everybody has a different a definition of legacy and getting their hands on it. But what it really was the bounty of oil fund. And it was a recognition that politicians left to their own devices, Republicans and Democrats, will spend every possible cent they can that comes in. So he is right that it was a rainy day fund of sorts. And by the way, we do not spend the principal of that fund. We do not spend the principal of that fund. So but for that fund that he wants to get rid of, those dollars would already have been spent. So this is where Cliff is all wet. He needs to recognize the voters put it in place, number one. Number two, we don't spend the principal. Number three, we have a debate about what it is utilized for related to the proceeds. But the idea is that we don't blow the bounty of oil and gas and get to the end of that rainbow or do battles like we're doing now just to keep production even. The last thing I would say is related to the investments in it. Sadly, capital just goes to where it gets its best rate of return. And many times in teacher funds, in firefighter funds, on any of the major things, there's mutual funds. I would dare say Cliff ought to give a look at his 401k and his retirement fund and say, okay, what mutual funds are invested in Russia? So before you run around and say, you shouldn't put any money in Russia, duh, number one. But number two, do you have any mutual funds? And second of all, wait a minute, this just became a problem now because of what's happened to Ukraine? And the state, by the way, is divesting in a special emergency meeting today of the pieces of the investment that are in Russia, along with a lot of folks, because of what has happened there. So, that's being done. But before you suggest that, you know, there are inside deals and corrupt politicians that want to make money from Russia, you know, just don't throw those stones until you you dig around a little bit in your own house there that might be glass. Back to the calls and what's on your mind. 1 minute, 1 minute only. Stacy and Hettinger. You got a minute. Go, Stacy.
Hello. I guess I'm calling to ask the question if why autopsies are not completed within the state of North Dakota. And what I mean by that is it due to Governor Burgum not appointing medical providers to complete autopsies in the state? Unfortunately, on September 9th, my son passed away, and we still haven't received his autopsy report. And from my understanding, his vitrology, his serology, and all pathology is subcontracted out of the state of North Dakota. And I feel like I'm not the only parent that or family that is just trying to find out what happened. And I guess I feel like I need to go reach out, whether through social media and reach out to other family members if they have experienced this. And if so, it's time for us to start an email campaign to Governor Burgum. So thank you for your time.
Stacy, can I have you hang on and get your information so I can connect you with some folks that might be able to answer the questions that you're asking? I think it's a good question. And my gosh, as if it isn't, challenging enough. That's being, it's not the right word, painful enough to lose a child and to have to wait for the answers why in such a long, ordeal. I certainly feel your pain here. So if you don't mind, give me your information so I can directly get you some answers on this as well, okay?
Okay.
Hang on a moment, and Daniel will take that information. We'll try and get you some answers there. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Tim. Got a minute on Radio Graffiti today.
Yeah, good morning. See, I forgot to mention yesterday about my trucker buddy, Brian, that he listens almost every day on KFYR. And then last night on KFYR News at 10 o'clock, they had a story about undocumented, unaccompanied minors in the United States, and the story was very short. Here's the story. Last year, Biden united 100 and some of them with their parents, and during Trump's presidency, he had 200 and some that weren't united. They didn't say how many he united. They didn't say how many Biden didn't unite. Is all the story was that Biden united these and Trump didn't. Talk about a one-sided news report. Shame on you, KFYR.
You should add TV to that. KFYR TV.
TV, yes, sir.
Yeah. We're KFR. We are KFR. We are KFYR Radio in Bismarck. We're on obviously four stations across. So it depends on where you're listening. You're calling from Bismarck, so you're listening to KFYR 550 Radio, but separately. Owned. There is a news partnership now between TV and radio, but those decisions you're talking about were made in the KFYR TV newsroom. And sadly, Tim, they're not unique. They're not unique. Yeah. The newsrooms of North Dakota are probably 90-10 liberal to conservative, and very often led by people with an average age of 22, probably, 25 maybe. I don't know. It's not 30. It is a churn and burn young. And out of here. So I can count on one hand the amount of good journalists that are out there in North Dakota that put out a good product. That's a sad statement, unfortunately, but it is true. And it is one of the reasons we, as a company, Flag Family Media, have undertaken an effort to hire real journalists to report news. Not a conservative product, not a liberal product, but journalistic integrity that says, what are the facts and just the facts and leave the bias out of it. Sadly, that's what I've just described as unique. It shouldn't be, because that's what journalism talents are. But I share your concern there for sure. And hopefully somebody from KFYR TV heard you. Go Truckers! There you go. Appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you very much. And somebody just said, when are they going to be through Jamestown? You're going to have to do your own math on this, folks. But as we mentioned, they're leaving in 20 minutes from Minot. So that tells us they'll be in Bismarck about 12:30. They're scheduled to leave from Bismarck at 11:30. They're scheduled to leave from Bismarck at noon. Let me just give you the exact schedule one more time. I guess we just can't say this enough because we have repeated this for darn near a month now on the schedule, thanks to Derek DePaul, who's been regularly updating. And Derek, when he hits the road here, we're hoping to chat with him. But they're leaving Schatz Crossroads Truck Stop in Minot on Highway 83 at 10 a.m. They'll leave the Stamart Travel Center in Bismarck, I-94, at noon. So, you know, people are joining at each of these. So I'd get there at least an hour before any of these departures so you can cheer them on. Again, do the math from Bismarck. If they leave at noon, they're going to be rolling through Jamestown. You can get on the overpass there, you know, 115, 130. They'll be at the petrol truck stop on 45th Street in Fargo next. And the plan is to leave there at 5 p.m. And then at 9 tonight, if you're continuing on 94 in Minnesota, Truckers Inn Truck Stop, Sauk Center, Minnesota, is where they're overnighting. And then they leave there tomorrow at 8:30 right there on 94 East. Okay? All right. Who is next on What's on Your Mind? We're going to Washburn. And John, what's on your mind, John?
Hey, I was just going to say, I hope if this, you know, turning North Dakota into a carbon dump of the world, if that comes to pass, that we have some independent watchdog, trustworthy, to test and check what they're putting in the ground. So I have no doubt that if it comes to pass, they'll be dumping radiological, medical, waste, whatever. And on carbon neutral, the only time the Earth was carbon neutral is before the Cambrian explosion when there was no life on it. So it's a peculiar goal.
Yeah, now, just as I understand that, again, far from the expert here, but I've really tried to invest my time to learn and to listen. And there's no such thing as a bad question in any of this. We ought to know and understand all of this. But I will tell you, the people that are investing their bandwidth, their expertise in this, are people that have been on the cutting edge of a lot of this for a long time. Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND is a good example. And I'll trust the Department of Environmental Quality in North Dakota over the EPA every day, all day. So questions are good, but I don't think we automatically assume it's bad. When we say carbon neutral, here's how I understand it. If a farmer in his practices emits less carbon today than he did a year ago, by technology and better farming practices and whatnot, he has a carbon score that is better. That, the difference between those two, can then be used for an airplane that has to fly from Fargo to Minneapolis. Right? And so there's still carbon that's going in the air, but the practices that, whether we're storing carbon or other things that are happening, it gives you the difference in between. There's much of this, John, that I say, you know, when you put a price on carbon that doesn't exist and these things, I just scratch my head and say, this is like crazy world. This is, you know, this is really amazing. But it's like sort of if you're playing football in the CFL versus the NFL, there's different rules. And these are the rules that the publicly traded companies have to live by, right? And if you don't want publicly traded companies operating in North Dakota, you're going to have a lot less jobs, a lot less growth in our communities. We don't have the luxury of saying, no, we don't want those people here. Does that make sense?
I suppose, you know, it's, you know, you put me in a position, your argument puts me in a corner where I would have to sound like, no, I don't want publicly traded companies the way it was framed. That's really not my point. And also, we've gone from the gold dollar to the petrodollar, now to the carbon dollar. I sent you an article explaining the Great Reset and how this will be used. Well, it's a pretty lengthy article. You'll see.
Yeah, no, you sent by email, I assume?
Email. Yeah, studio. So
if you're sending me articles, honestly, the best way to do is to text it, because the emails are just like insane. I don't see them all. I don't mean that to act like I'm some kind of a big deal. I just miss a lot of emails because I get so many, and I love our listeners and the information you share. We did a story with an expert this week on the Great Reset, and there are things to pay attention there too. Thanks for calling.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
If you make the switch, you'll find Chris Salcedo. Every weekday afternoon, Chris is on Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Chris and the team on cable, on streaming, on their apps, for the really big news. Every day, Chris Salcedo exposes the fake news. This week, he exposes Joe Biden's real role in the Ukraine disaster and the dangerous days ahead with China and Iran. Find the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax, and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax. It's now the fourth highest-rated cable news channel and the fastest-growing news network in America. Make the switch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Download the Newsmax app on your phone. It's free, and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for you.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
On your mind, 11 before the top of the hour. I'll squeeze in some texts and emails as well. Todd sent a note here saying CO2 pipeline is all about money and trading carbon credits. This pipeline project is walking all over landowner rights. Supporting Summit and the governor puts you on the wrong side of this issue. An opinion we welcome. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. I would say when you say walking all over landowner rights, I scratch my head, because it seems to me that a landowner sits across the table from someone that is seeking something, in this case a lease agreement, of something that is under the land that they can say yes or no to. And the great thing about this program, and especially our conversations where we get to as many calls as possible with the radio graffiti, is that we find questions that need to be answered, and we'll invite the folks from Summit Carbon Solutions on to answer those questions, and also welcome people who disagree. So I don't know how a project can walk over landowner rights when landowners have the right to say yes or no, right? And I will also say the issue of trading carbon credits is a pain point that is impacting agriculture and energy in a mighty way, and capital investment. So you can say, what a joke, what a pain in the butt, this is stupid, this is crazy, or you can come with a solution that solves the problem and allows the investment still to be there. This seems to me to be a solution, one that involves oil, ethanol, and agriculture. That's a win-win-win to me. So appreciate the call, though. We're brought to you today by our friends at, I guess, email. More of your calls in a minute. We have more time in the next hour, by the way. Lots of time today for Radio Graffiti, so hang tight. We'll get back to you in a moment here. Indoor air quality is darn important these days, and our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons are the industry leader. And, of course, they're in Bismarck, but they have customers all across the Northern Plains, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. And there are a lot of filtering systems out there that can remove harmful elements from the air. And the equipment to remove humidity or add humidity to the air, the intake of outside air or indoor air quality, many components that you can add to mechanical systems, many manufacturers, a lot of choices. And obviously, things that can save money by extending the life of your equipment, make your business better, healthier place to work, make your home better. Things that target the harmful bacterias, viruses, and mold in the air. Find out which of those options are best for you by going to hatandsons.com. They are the experts. Jim the Flagpole Guy is here to brighten our day. Hello, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Scott. I would just like to thank the thousands of people that have supported us over the last 5 years. And the hundreds of people, over 500 flagpoles. I'm just here to announce, it's just a kind of a pre-announcement, U.S. Flagpole Guy and his team that we've assembled. And it's been voted that we actually participate in this Freedom Convoy. We're in Minot, and we're in front of dozens of trucks getting ready to pull out of Schatz's. We'd like to say special thank you to Schatz Truck Stop in Minot. And there's just hundreds of people, Scott. Hundreds of people here supporting the movement here, and we're just pulling out. We are just pulling out. So, as we do this, we'd just like to say God bless America and thank you to the hundreds of people that are supporting this Freedom Convoy that's moving.
You know, we heard earlier, Jim, we heard earlier from some folks that were stopping by and dropping off donations, and I said, what do they need more than anything? Of course, they said cash, right? The help with a little bit of fuel. So have you had a lot of people stop by with donations and supporting these folks when you talk about that sea of people?
Yes, sir. I've kind of been distant from that. We've been interviewing people, but I see people, yes, donating cash. My team has, I guess, received some. But I've just been overwhelmed with the people that are just here and supporting this. And just everybody's got their cameras out and everybody has their phones out and signs. And they're saying, thank you and we love you and we're praying for you. God bless America. Joshua 1:9. It's just stupendous.
Would you send us a little video? I want to see that. I know they're coming to Bismarck next, and then Fargo, and we're going to be on this end of it as they leave North Dakota headed to Minnesota on their way to D.C. But I'd love to see a little bit of the scene there, if you wouldn't mind sending that, Jim.
I have a personal picture I can send, and we'll be at noon. We're going to roll in to the Staymark.
Yep, right on 94, we've been telling folks. So you're going to follow this baby along, huh? You're not just going to wish him well from Minot. You're going to continue on?
We're going to head we're going to go just a couple days. We're not going to go into where we can potentially, you know, deal with the devil, personally. I've got a lot of people that have got a service, and we're going to stay away from DC ourselves. We're just going to see them off for a couple of days.
You're awesome. You are the best. I tell you what, Jim, the flagpole guy, by the way, you can call him at 571-FLAG, 571-FLAG, and it'll stop you want to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Jim the Flagpole Guy, or online at ndflagpoleguy.com. So noon is the scheduled departure from Staymark Travel Center Bismarck right on 94, and then 5, the scheduled departure from Petro Truck Stop on 45th and 94. Get there early, folks.
Cold weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at Hot Spring Spas and PoolTables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.